as we go through this bracha of Slach Lanu, and certainly within the context of the previous bracha, Hashavin Avinu Sarasecha, we can feel overwhelmed. We can think that tshuva is just beyond us, that we're too far gone, that the process is too intense, damage is too great, and we'll never get there. You should know that that's not true. In fact, Rabbanu Pesishcha points out, and others do too, the Gemara says, if a person, a man, says to a woman, Hariat Mekadesh Asli, Amanash Shani Tzadik, behold, you betrothed to me on condition that I'm a tzaddik, then we're chayshish for kedushin, that it could well be that they're married. Even if he's a complete rasha, shema hear her b'tshuva. Maybe he had a thought of tshuva, meaning a thought of tshuva alone is enough to turn him into a tzaddik. It says Rabbanu v'hu kula ar, kula ar, and therefore he's complete light. He went further. He says, imagine you've got someone falls off a roof, breaks all his bones, and then gets new limbs to be able to walk again. That's tshuva. Being given new limbs to be able to keep on going. All it takes is one thought of tshuva. He went further and said, if you'd see about tshuva, how with one thought of tshuva, his neshama could be as great as the biggest tzaddikim. Hayasameach simcha gedayla ich shiyatza mechayshich la'ar gadol. They have such simcha that a person can come from such darkness to such light. If you'd realize what an avira does, the harm, the damage, the destruction in the spiritual worlds that are caused by aviras, the darkness, and then fully appreciate the light of tshuva, it would fill us with joy. That Hashem put into the world the reality of tshuva that can be achieved with a thought. It's an amazing thing. Of course, there are levels. But on its most basic level, a hirhu tshuva is enough. Therefore, we have that opportunity. Every day, numerous times a day, to recalibrate, refocus, also means that in terms of bringing Klal Yisrael to tshuva, maybe, a thought of tshuva is enough to be able to create the change that will bring about the Geula. Owning it. Feeling a sense of regret. It's crucial. So yes, we should feel that way when we say Slach Lanu. Now Tanya says, part of Slach Lanu is for all those times where we could have learnt and didn't. To understand that as we daven, we really have the ability to go on that journey and that process of tshuva.